Well, I thought Tampa got off to a real good start, and they wound up getting the lead. If I really narrow the game down, I think that we got out special team tonight, obviously. And then I think we gave them a couple gifts. You know, one on a bad line change in there. But I think in general, you know, we had a strong push there in the second half. I thought they controlled the game in the first half of the game. We controlled it in the second half of the game. They scored when they had their pushes. We didn't score enough when we had ours.
What are the positives that you want your team to focus on for the next game?
Well, exactly what I just said. You know, I think that our special teams have to be better. We got to make sure that we have penalty discipline. It's one of the things going into the series we had talked about. So those two areas can be better. But I thought there's lots to build on 5-on-5. And I think we have to embrace the fact that we're down to nothing. You know, what I mean by that is, you know, we can say that we had strong pushes and certain things, but I think we did take a step in tonight's game. And we got to make sure that we have to win one game, and we got to play good once. And we got to have that on Monday.
John,
when you took Keith out of the net, was that just a momentum change? Were you trying to spark your team? What was the thought process?
Well, kind of a combination. We had seen enough pucks go in the back of the net, and it's an opportunity for Corey to get in a game situation, in a difficult situation. He's worked hard. He's a real important part of our team. So give him an opportunity to get in there, and I thought he came in and made some huge saves. He looked good. He looked real solid. So that's a real positive for us moving forward.
Does the game on Monday night change in any way from your team? In other words, going back to your own place with your crowd, with the line changes, do you tend to open it a little bit, or you just continue to play the game that you're played here for the last two games?
Well, I think it always, you know, the series does change. It goes back to New Jersey. Yeah. And, you know, like you said, we have our home building, we have our crowd, we have the opportunity to get maybe the matchups or different matchups that we would like. So, you know, that's all part of the series, and that's what we talked with our team about. Was, you know, I think there were some good things that we did, but we didn't do enough to win two games. But we have to go home, and we got to regroup and make sure that we're again a better team on Monday. And yes, the series always changes when it goes from venue to venue.
Right,
John. Based on how Corey played, might you start him in the next game?
Well, I'm not going to get into that yet.
John, what was the decision to use 7 defensemen, and did you like the way it worked out?
Well, I think it was an opportunity for us where, particularly on the road, I thought, you know, forward-wise, you can use a few guys around. I thought the group of forwards that played tonight were, you know, guys that we could use and win with. And then the 7th defenseman gave me an opportunity to get in there and get him his first playoff action and see how he did. And, you know, I thought it was, I thought the guys played fine.
Between the first game and today, so yesterday, Taylor Hall said, we want the game to go faster. The faster it goes, the better that'll be for us. After you've seen these two teams play twice, do you feel that way now?
In what way?
Like, he was basically saying that he wanted you guys to play as fast as the game to go as fast as possible, right? And I'm just wondering, like, do you feel like you want the game to go as fast as it can?
Well, I after tonight's game, I just think it really comes down to really three things. Don't give them free gifts, which we've given them some gifts in the first two games. Stay out of the box. Special teams got to be better.
Sammy Vatanen had kind of a rough go with that goal, but otherwise he made a lot of good things happen, played really physical, a lot of ice time. What did you think of him tonight?
Oh, Sammy was a real competitor again, a big part of our team. He played real well. You know, it's a tough goal, tough bounce on the one that, you know, went in the back of the net. It wasn't like something that he tried to do. It was a difficult situation for him, but he was a warrior tonight.
John, did Corey do enough, show you enough tonight to maybe consider him as a game 3 starter?
Yeah, I thought he played well. I thought Corey came in and played really well. I'm not going to speculate on whether we're going to use him or not use him, but if you're asking me about Corey Steiner's performance tonight, he played very well.
Is it a little bit frustrating for your team to, for better use of another word, lose a game in 3 minutes as opposed to how they play the overall game? Does that stick in their mind? It just seems like your team can come away with here, even though they're down 2-0, there's a feeling that they can play with this team, just as you said, cut down on those mistakes or that period of time where they tend to maybe fall back a little bit, and you can't, with this team, you can't make those mistakes, otherwise they end up in the back of the net.
Yeah. What's the question?
The question is, first game was the first period where you got down 3-0. Here, seems like your team played pretty much a perfect first period, which you would like to come out of. But in the second period, it was just that three-minute 3 minute.
Yeah, left. You know what? You know, it's more exactly what I had just talked about when it comes to that. Frustration is not the word. At the end of the day, you know, we're in a series, and we need to continue to dig in and keep going through and learning quickly and not making the same mistakes that we did. But this is a team, you can't give them free offense. And I think we've given them some free offense in the last couple of games, which we can't do. I think if you change that, again, you can't put this team on a power play as much as we did. We can't have retaliatory penalties, pucks over the glass. Those are things that are in our control. We got to be better in that area of the ice. And we got to come out, we got to play a bit harder, a bit smarter, and then let's see what we got at home.
Were you surprised at the penalty called on Kyle just because some stuff was happening at the end of the last season?
Based on everything else that had gone in the game, yes, I was shocked at that call.
Anything else, John?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, John.